Cornucopia Radio presents.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Little Bit Racy, the comedy improvisation panel show presented by the wonderful James Cottle. I'm James Cottle. In the show, panelists race against a time limit of just 3 minutes to reach a destination. They begin from different starting points and use an assortment of companions, objects, and modes of transport, but they must keep all of them with them when they travel. They must also overcome their opponent, provided by another panelist, who will fire off obstacles to try and stop them. So, shall we meet tonight's panelists?
Yeah,
sure.
Splendid. Don't worry, we've already pressed our secret panic button. It's David Wiley!
Yes.
We had to pry him away from growling at his own reflection in the mirror. It's Tom Harrison.
It took three people.
He doesn't know fear. He doesn't know danger. He doesn't know how to play this game. It's David Ruddock.
True.
We don't test our panelists for comedy-enhancing drugs, otherwise we won't be able to use this lady. It's Jenny Collier! Welcome, everyone, to the show. So, are we ready to find out what we have tonight for our objects, companions, modes of transport, and starting points?
Yes.
Indeed. Okay, the objects tonight are a metal detector, a portable vacuum cleaner, a hamster cage, and a copy of Politics for Dummies, signed by David Cameron.
Ooh.
So, Mr. Wiley, you have first choice of objects. What have you got?
I've picked out the portable vacuum cleaner.
Excellent. Okay, Tom, what have you got as your object tonight?
I have picked out a hamster cage.
Excellent. Okay, I hope you have fun with that. Mr. Ruddock?
I have the one I was looking forward to, a copy of Politics for Dummies signed by my hero, David Cameron.
Excellent. So I guess, Jenny, that leaves you with...
The metal detector.
The metal detector. Fantastic. We'll find some all sorts of crazy ores in the ground over the course of tonight's show. So next we have the companions. The companions are Mike Tyson, Benedict Cumberbatch, Kylie Minogue, and the cast of The Only Way is Essex. Tom Harrison. You have first choice of companions. Who have you got?
I have got Kylie Minogue.
Excellent. Okay. Mr. Ruddock, who are you with?
I have got future national treasure Benedict Cumberbatch.
Excellent. Okay. Jenny?
What do you mean future?
Mike Tyson.
Oh.
So I guess, Mr. Wiley, that's going to leave you with a cast of TOWIE, The Only Way is Essex.
Oh, brilliant.
Are you a fan of the show?
I
That's great. Okay. Loads of transport tonight are the Flintstones car, a pair of oars, a space hopper, and a cow that's utterly exhausted.
Boom.
He's basically just tired. Yeah, Mr. Ruddock, what is your mode of transport?
I have the Flintstones car.
Excellent. Okay, Jenny.
A pair of oars.
Okay, cool. Mr. Wiley, what is your mode of transport tonight?
Oh, I've got a space hopper.
Space hopper. So I guess, Tom, that's
I have
you
the utterly exhausted bovine.
Splendid. And finally tonight, the starting points are Moscow and Russia, Perth, Australia, the Central African Republic in Central Africa, and John Virgo's Keep Snooker in the Crucible rally in the Crucible in Sheffield. So, Jenny, you had first choice of starting points. Where are you starting tonight?
Perth, Australia.
Splendid. You sound like... Are you from there? I
mean, she's immediately become acclimatised.
Perfect. Mr. Wiley?
I won't do the accent, but it's John Virgo's Keep Snooker in the Crucible rally in the Crucible Sheffield.
Oh, that's a shame. I was looking forward to that. Tom,
I too will not do an accent because it would be incredibly racist if I am starting in the Central African Republic.
Okay, so I guess that's going to leave you with Moscow and Russia, does it not, Mr. Ruddock?
I'm not in the accent because I don't want to be killed.
Very good. Okay, so tonight's challenge. Round one. The Large Hadron Collider in CERN was shut down in February 2013 in order to conduct a 2-year maintenance project that includes the strengthening of the many magnetics inside. As you are no doubt aware, due to your many scientific contacts, this maintenance is almost complete. All that remains is for a team of expert cleaners to give the entire particle collider a good scrubbing. Unfortunately, many of your domestic household cleaning products would have a negative effect on the special materials that comprise the machine. The only known safe cleaner of such surfaces is Mr. Muscle Particle Collider, which is conveniently on a 25% off sale at the Redmond Walmart Supercenter. Considering the high cost of such specialized fluid, they need to save as much money as they can. You'll find it in aisle 17, next to Mr. Muscle Bathroom and Mr. Muscle Outhouse. So, your destination in round one is the Redmond Walmart Supercenter in Oregon, USA, where you must pray to God that they still have the precious particle collider cleaning fluid in stock. We're going to have Mr. Wiley attempt to do that now, and Tom try and stop him.
Okay.
So, Mr. Wiley, you have with you your portable vacuum cleaner, the cast of The Only Way is Essex, your space hopper, and you're starting at the John Virgo's Keep Snooker in the Crucible Rally in the Crucible in Sheffield. Tom, your job is to stop him using your initiative and whatever obstacles you can throw in his way. Are you feeling confident, Mr. Wiley?
Uh-huh.
How about you, Tom?
He's kind of.
Good!
He's the most confident round of the place.
Well, best of luck to you both. Mr. Wiley, your time starts now.
Right, well, I've got the cast of The Only Way is Essex, and I'm teaching them all how to play snooker because they don't know.
Do they know what snooker is?
They are aware...
They have snooker in Essex, you racist. Come
on. They're aware that it exists, okay. I'm sure. But they get bored very quickly, and I say, well, how about something much more exciting? We're going to go and visit Oregon. And they don't know what that is. They assume it's like a herb or something. So I have to explain to them that it's on the west coast of America.
Oh no, because the situation, or I think he's in that other one. The Gaffy MC something, whatever. One of them doesn't have a passport.
Oh no. And I've got to keep all of them with me.
And passports take ages to come through.
Oh, okay. Well, I use the space hopper and sit him on the space hopper. In fact, they all sit on the space hopper.
Okay.
And most of them get off while he is propelled all the way out to the ocean. In the meantime...
The tickets and the
passport. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, he's famous. We better not make a scene. We won't go off. The rest of us go through.
If you can use the cast of The Only Way is Essex being famous, then I have Kylie Minogue, so I should just be able to, like, be lifted there.
Hey, we'll get to that.
All right.
So we've got past customs and we're now all swimming up to the space hopper. Once we grab hold of the space hopper, we're all around it. You can only space hop on water, so we're using it as a buoyancy aid. Different people get to relax on it as we go along.
It keeps like flipping over and people keep like partially drowning.
All right, okay. That's fair enough. Well, they've all learned how to hold their breath because, I don't know, they kiss a lot or something.
And advice for life. If you want to kiss better, improve your like...
Go to Essex. So I grab hold of one of the, like, what do you call the antenna on a space hopper?
The antenna.
You know what I mean. Okay, yeah. I grab hold of the antenna and use the portable vacuum cleaner to suck up water, which actually propels us a lot further along the ocean
and
quicker.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
This is very nice. Sometimes you insult me. Sometimes you're like, that's very good. I will let you continue.
I've got 1 minute left. Take it away.
Rather than get off on the east coast of America and have to trek across, I'm going to go all the way up and around. Because that's easier. So we get
is
up
it,
and around.
Okay,
up
to Oregon.
Around America.
Through what's it called? That thing that everyone tried to find in the 90s.
Bermuda Triangle.
That's right. Down. What's up?
I don't know.
You go through the Northwest Passage.
Yeah, sure.
You get snowed in and you have to eat your huskies that you don't have. You have to eat the flesh of the space hopper for sustenance.
Not the space hopper. We eat some of the cast members of The Only Way
that
is Essex.
That also works.
You're still going to go with you until
exactly. Yeah. So, they won't take 3 minutes to pass through.
10 seconds left.
So we get to Oregon, get out. What do we have to do there?
You have to get the cleaning fluid.
Oh, well, we bounce around the super center on a space hopper until we find it.
Excellent. David Wiley, very good there.
It's the most fun shopping trip I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure Towie know how to do a good bit of a shop around Oregon. So, Tom. It's now going to be your turn. You have with you your hamster cage, Kylie Minogue, and your cow that is utterly exhausted. You're starting in the Central African Republic in Central Africa.
Okay.
Mr. Wiley, it's your job to stop him using your initiative and whatever obstacles you can throw in his way. Are you feeling confident, Tom?
Yeah, I guess.
More so than before.
A little.
Okay, so best of luck to you. Your time starts now.
Okay, so the cow isn't going to be moving for a bit because it's tired. So I guess I'll milk
it. Was that a pun?
It should have been, but no. So I guess I'll get some milk from it, trade, maybe buy a hamster for my hamster cage.
Sorry, where do you find a hamster in the Central African Republic?
Okay, like a a meerkat. Meerkat. Well, some rodent for my rodent depository. And then I'll
But Kylie Minogue's now very happy because she likes meerkats.
No, that's fine. Okay, cool. Yeah. Right, so we'll set off.
That's why you did
it. We'll just be walking right now. We'll freestyle this. We'll Lord of the Rings it.
It's very hot in the Central African Republic.
It is very hot. I take my jacket off.
Let me carry it. Okay. Your meerkat is getting very hot and it'll die unless you cool it down somehow.
If only you had some milk.
If only, I dunk it in some milk.
The brilliant thing is, because that's not what he thinks, you could have just let it die and carry on.
But yeah, but no, why would I buy it and then instantly let it die before I even left Africa? So I guess we'll go to like the Ivory Coast, walk there, took a while. Might as well have got back. It's a really long walk.
Kylie Minogue's so tired that she can't sing anymore.
Now I have everything is tired. I'll buy some like. Do they have Pro Plus in the Africa? They must have an equivalent. And yeah, we'll hop on like not a trawler, because that will go back to where it came from. Like a container ship.
A container ship.
Yeah. We'll buy a passage. We're not going to stow away. That's just...
How do you buy
1 minute left.
How do you buy a passage?
Kylie Minogue does a concert. They're all like Belarusian sailors. They've been at sea a while.
I think you'll find I just mentioned that she was too tired to sing.
So, okay, well...
Is she too tired to dance, though?
Yeah. I'll just... It needs me. I'm just going to tase her. Do those songs that you do.
Tase her with what?
A taser.
Where'd you get a taser?
It's the Ivory Coast. They've got to have one in the locker of the boat. They're pirates.
Tom knows.
A pirate's life for me. And so I guess that will charter that to like say, I don't know, Baltimore. I couldn't think of another city.
You're
going to
say Bolton,
coast.
I was like that.
Bolton, just got the wrong direction. And then from there, I think Kylie Minogue must have rested up now, so I think she'll use a mixture of her illustrious singing career and her time on Neighbours. To charm everyone into
10
you
seconds
know,
left.
Hitchhiking.
That might work in Australia where Neighbours is set.
Neighbours is well, the music then, and then we'll hitchhike in the back of a truck, proper like old school Americana, Jack Kerouac stuff, being a terrible person. And then we'll get there, and we'll do what we came there to do.
Tom Harris.
Very good. So, fantastic round there from Tom and David. We're now going to be moving on to another David and Jenny, who are also going to be taking on round one, trying to get to the Oregon Supercenter to get the Mr. Muscle Particle Collider. David, you're going to be going first in this round.
Hello.
You have with you your copy of Politics for Dummies, signed by David Cameron, Benedict Cumberbatch, your Flintstones car, and you're starting in Moscow in Russia. Jenny, your job is to stop him using your initiative on whatever obstacles you can throw in his way. Are you both feeling confident?
Yeah.
I am more now than
Fantastic. Okay, so best of luck to you, David. Your time starts now.
Okay, so I'm in Moscow, Russia. I'm in a queue getting my book signed by David Cameron because he's in Russia with his good friend Vladimir Putin. That's not saying anything. And who should be behind me but Benedict Cumberbatch himself? He's researching for a role. He's playing a new politician in a new film.
Yep.
And I get the call that I need to go and get the Mr. Muscle Super Collider cleaner. And I say, hey, Benedict, what are you doing now? He goes, oh, nothing much. I'm just hanging around Moscow getting my book signed by David Cameron.
Setting the scene.
Yeah. We go for a coffee. We got time. We catch up because we're good friends, him and I. I don't like to blag about it. But so, and then I say, look, we really have to go because you're fun and all, but I can't be hanging around with you all the time. He goes, no, you're right. Let's go. So we hop into his Flintstones car because he's researching. He's going to be in the new Flintstones reboot.
He's going to be in everything, basically.
He's good at reboots. So far, he's done Sherlock and Star Trek and all these other reboots. He's good at reboots. So now he's going to do Flintstones, but it's going to be gritty and real. So we get in. He gets in and starts pedaling. I put my feet up because that's what I do. I'm Benedict Cumberbatch is famous. He can do all the work. He earned enough money to do that.
What about if Candidate Bumberbatch, as I like to call him, because I'm closer friends with him. That's what I call him. His feet on the ground, because he has to walk, he just gets corns and calli on his feet. And
calli.
Well, I apply some good old Russian cream to the feet.
Is that a euphemism?
Well... Benedict Cumberbatch and I are very close friends. So I'm there massaging his feet, and I say, "This is nothing personal, Benedict. Don't get any strange ideas." And he goes, "No, sure, that's fine, whatever." So his feet are back to normal, and he keeps pedaling. And then, you know what? I take off my shoes. I say, "You put your feet up for a bit, Benny. I'll keep going." So we're driving
so
along.
So casual. This is
driving along, just enjoying the scenery. Meanwhile, he's going, "No, yabba dabba do, yabba dabba do." Oh, get into the mindset. So we get to all the way to Calais. After right. the Calais front, that's a good idea. So we hop on a ferry and we make our way across the ocean on a ferry.
But the wheels are made of rock, so it's too heavy and it won't let you onto the ferry.
1 minute left.
It's not a real one, although he's a method actor. He does understand that rock wheels would be stupid. So they're actually made out of styrofoam.
How has that propelled you across the entirety of Europe?
why did you not question this before when I started the show?
Now we're suddenly discussing it.
Didn't ask before.
They are made of rock. They are the Flintstones.
Okay,
car.
So luckily we on the way we're thinking, how are we going to do this? And then we pass a farmer who hasn't got a press for his grass. So we say, "Oh, do you know what? If you help us, you can get in and push, and we'll flatten your grass for you." And we do that all the way across with all the different farmers. So we meet up another farmer. He needs his grass flattened. We say, "We'll flatten your grass if you help us push." So eventually...
You're going to have a lot of favours to pay for.
By the end of the time, I've gone a long way with Benedict Cumberbatch flattening grass in a Flintstones car. And I've been reading up on my politics for David Cameron.
10 seconds left.
Which is actually not very useful.
Well done.
David Brunner, we're ending there. That's the end of the round.
I think I've sailed to Oregon at some point.
We can assume you're pretty much there. He didn't really specify. He didn't say anything about the Hadron, but it was a lovely journey. We all had fun.
I get to the supermarket and I start piddling around with my shopping trolley.
There's no epilogue,
the round's
David.
Over.
It's over. Okay, fantastic work. Now, Jenny, it's going to be your turn to try and do better than David. You have with you your metal detector, Mike Tyson. Your pair of oars, and you're starting in Perth, Australia, and you're also trying to get to Oregon. David, your job is to stop her. Are you feeling confident?
Yes.
Fantastic. So, best of luck to you both. Your time starts now.
Okay, so I start in Perth. Geographically, I need to get across to the east side of Australia, so I just walk.
there's a problem therein. You're with Mike Tyson. He's a bit peckish. And he sees someone walking past and he thinks, "I could go for an ear right now."
So he has it. He gets what he wants.
That is true. If Mike Tyson bit your ear off, you wouldn't say no. You'd go, "Oh, God, it's Mike Tyson. Have the other one.
Have them all on my nose." So we just walk and that's fine. And then we get to the East Coast. And then we realise we need something to get across the water. So we've got this metal detector, luckily. But we do get some interference from Mike Tyson's teeth. I kind of use it myself, and then what I do is I go up to the guard at the airport and I say, "Oh, look, here's some Roman coins. here's an ancient Indian burial ground."
Yeah, I think the guard's gonna say, "Yeah, no chance. I'm not moving from my guard spot just because you say, 'Ooh, there's some Roman coins.'"
No, but like he really believes me. Let me just have a quick look. And then when he glances, we like really fast as lightning.
But you're going through the airport and then Floyd Mayweather spots Mike Tyson and says, "Right, I'm up for this." Okay. And he comes up and says, "Let's have a boxing match right here, right now."
Well, Tyson whips out his oars.
Famous for that,
that he needs them, but it's just like added leverage. And he hits him.
And then I
use the other oar as like a pole vault over the barrier. And,
very nice.
But you can't leave him behind. So Mike Tyson's there saying, "Please come back for me, come back for me."
He just beats...
Floyd Mayweather.
I can't say his name.
is that a legal thing? Or?
No, it's just because we're such good mates. and then we get through the barrier and we fly.
1 minute left.
And then we...
But you're on the flight and everyone's crowded around Mike Tyson. They all come to one end of the plane. The plane starts tipping and descends it towards the ocean.
Okay. That's when the oars really come into their own. Because we then use the aircraft as just a raft. It was a safe landing in the water.
Yeah, it was happily on our way.
Miraculous, yeah.
Well, it was fine.
Mike Tyson can't oar very well when he's wearing his gloves. And by contractual agreement, he has to wear his gloves all the time.
Well, we found a loophole in his contract, and we just used the gloves as a buoyancy aid, and actually as a cushion for when we crashed. And then we rode the plane to America,
yep,
which is where Oregon is. Yes!
Exactly.
And then we walked the rest of the way, and then we used the metal detector to find the shop.
Excellent. Yeah, that works. Jenny Collier, everyone. Very nice. Fantastic round there from everyone in round one. Very good work, but of course there can only be two winners as we move into round two now. And those two winners are Tom and Jenny!
Yay!
Bad luck to both the Davids. I don't know what you guys are doing.
It's a conspiracy.
This is Davidism. This is Davism.
So we're moving on to round two now. In this round, the winning panelists from the previous round must try and reach a whole new destination. They may use their object, companion, and mode of transport again, but this time they are allowed to dispose of them if they wish. However, the defeated panelists from the previous round will try and stop them again, this time using their own object, companion, and mode of transport in an attempt to prevent them from becoming the overall winner of tonight's A Little Bit Racy. Ooh. So, shall we find out what happens in round two?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Huzzah.
You have successfully managed to get to the Redmond Walmart Supercenter and buy some Mr. Muscle Particle Collider. Well done. As you pay the cashier, you whip out your phone and load up CERN's very own financial reimbursement app in order to make your claim. A chilling sensation runs down your back. You remove yourself from the refrigerated section and double-check the app, then your ironclad contract. They're not paying you for the delivery cost. Oh, CERN, you double-crossing mavericks. You must head off and confront them. No way are you paying those extortionate transatlantic shipping fees. So, your destination round two is CERN in Switzerland, where you must confront the financial department. This is a very thrilling, thrilling round. Claiming your pay. So, Tom, you're going to be going first in round two.
Okay.
You have with you your hamster cage with a meerkat in, presumably still.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Kylie Minogue and your cow that is utterly exhausted. It's tired again after round one.
Oh, damn it.
Mr. Wiley, you have with you your portable vacuum cleaner, the cast of Towie, and your space hopper. Your job is to stop him with those. Are you both feeling confident?
Yeah, why not?
Also, then round one.
Yeah, it's increasing bit by bit. I'm believing in myself.
Good. Okay, well, best of luck to you, Tom. Your time starts now.
Okay, well, I suppose we got to take, you could say, the Oregon Trail. I'm going to reference a game. So I buy lots of oxen and wheels that will inevitably
for
break.
The shit,
I really
terrible.
Hope someone out there is going to get this joke.
For the real terrible nature of that joke, I just hit you with the space.
Okay, off. That was
it doesn't cause much damage.
No, that's fine. Just I deserve that. That's fair, joke. That's fair. So we take off. We're kind of, traveling across America again. I'm hitching a ride back with the same chicken farmer guy as before. We're like, oh, you're right, this is coincidental.
Did,
that we're traveling
the exact product mode their laws. So.
The cast of The Only Way Is Essex really like KFC, and they're after all the chickens.
I have chickens? Oh, right, there are chickens in the back. I'll throw out a few chickens to the hordes to distract them, and then we'll take off.
That only feeds their, insatiable desire.
I hoped I'd never have to do this, but I'm going to have to let the meerkat, which I've actually been feeding bits of my own blood to give it a taste for flesh, and I just hurl it like a grenade into the into all of the...
And I suck it up with a portable vacuum cleaner.
Okay, well, Whoa. It rips out of the vacuum cleaner, out of the bag, and just spits dust in your face. And then just picks up a bit of broken glass and just drags it across its chest. I go down to Caltech I'm like, oh, there's a science convention and I'm a scientist and I need to get to CERN as well. And because I have glasses, they believe me. In films, that always works.
Your glasses were broken when I hit you earlier with the space.
I got beaten up by some jocks, and they're like, oh my god, have loads of free stuff. And then I'm on the plane, and I'm, basically, they keep asking me science things, and I'm just like, I think it's really a matter for the conference.
I throw a portable vacuum cleaner into one of the turbines on the plane, and that breaks it, and it starts crashing. In an eerily familiar fashion, because that's already happened today.
Okay, well, I'm stranded with scientists, but thankfully they managed to build, a reserve plane, like the film Flight of the Phoenix.
1 minute left.
The good old version, not the remake. And we're just, flying in this kind of jalopy plane. It's all shaking and stuff, but it's more or less holding. I don't know why we didn't just wait for rescue, but Batch never sleeps.
Neither do the cast of The Only Way Is Essex, who are waiting for you upon
your
arrival.
I'm sure they sleep sometimes. Come on, don't be ridiculous.
With each other, maybe.
Okay, so they're, I'm guessing they must be at least a bit bloodied as they fought a rabid...
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Meerkat, yeah.
I think they can take a single meerkat, though.
There's enough of them.
The cow, I poke the cow and it stampedes and knocks them all over, then gets tired again. To be honest, I'm starting to worry about the cow. I think I might need to get it checked.
It's
like
got diabetes.
Yeah, yeah, like nobody shouldn't get tired just walking down a road. But yeah, where are we again? Oh, we're in
you
Geneva.
Crash landed somewhere. Geneva.
Yeah, yeah. I sing
that's
Smoke
not
on the
CERN
Water.
At all.
It's near Geneva because I almost went to some, but I got all dysentery.
Right.
I got dysentery
left.
In the richest country in Europe. Like, and yeah, so
10 seconds.
Yeah, we'll get to take train to CERN, get off. I'm like, I'm here with a load of scientists. I'm not actually a scientist, sorry, but I did still get beaten up a lot when I was a kid, so I still feel we got this connection.
That's good enough for me. To if that doesn't convince them to pay you, I don't know what will. Fantastic work there.
Scientists, man, they've got to pay me now.
Great work in round two there from Wiley and Tom. We now move on to Mr. Ruddock and Jenny. Jenny, congratulations for winning the first round.
Thanks.
Commiserations, David, but you can now have your revenge.
Thanks.
As you tried to stop her, you have with you your Politics for Dummies book, Benedict Cumberbatch, and your Flintstones car, which has... rock wheels, remember that.
Yes,
and
yes,
Jenny, you still have your metal detector, Mike Tyson, and your pair of oars.
Yep.
And you are also trying to get to CERN to claim your pay because you know, you've come all this way to get the Hadron Collider stuff. So come on, CERN.
Well,
what kind
money.
Of crazy organization is this? So best of luck to you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, David. Your time starts now.
Okay, so my metal detector actually has a setting on it where you press a button, it's got a really powerful magnet. So the metal that you find...
Oh, that's quite convenient.
It's really convenient, me and Mike Tyson have always said that.
Yeah, but it's so powerful that Mike Tyson's teeth are immediately connected to it and you can't actually
so
get
we don't use
it.
That part of it. It was just... I was just telling you about it. Mike Tyson is very persuasive with his fists.
Yeah.
So he manages to just... punch somebody and acquire their boat.
He punches you?
No. He's really nice to me.
Yeah, but he still finds need to punch someone every few minutes and you're the only one around.
But I duck really quickly.
And it's the person behind you have to own a boat.
Yeah. So.
But I stop you as you're approaching the boat and I say, Mike Tyson, you're a celebrity. Have you met my celebrity, Benedict Cumberbatch? And you know, like when two celebrities meet, they have to converse. So they're there discussing things and it's distracting you because you want Mike Tyson to go with you.
Well, I just get the metal detector and put the magnet thing on.
And take
Mike Tyson.
You're using it against you, David.
Very clever.
That's fine. Benedict just gets bored.
Yeah, he's gone off to do something else acting. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So me and Mike Tyson then start to board the boat.
Which very slowly. Required, yeah.
I mean, we were held up by Benedict, I'm not going to lie. And then we start rowing towards...
the other place.
Towards, Switzerland. Europe.
Yep.
And,
waiting for you. When you reach the coast, at the top of the hill where the cliffs are, is the Flintstones car. Mm-hmm. And I wave and I gently kick it down towards you and it starts rolling towards your boat. And remember, bear in mind, it's got stone wheels.
Yeah.
So it's going to flatten you.
Mm. Well, we... managed to get quickly out of the way because he's got a really like quick arm reflex and so he uses that for his swimming and he swims me out of the way but the boat is left in ruins but we've used it now, we're fine.
1 minute left.
We've got to the
that
land.
That is unfortunately true on my part.
You're in Europe somewhere supposedly now, right?
Yeah, we've got to land.
But I have a very valuable copy of Politics for Dummies signed by David Cameron.
Yeah.
And I sell that and hire an army to stop Mike Tyson.
Oh, I thought you were going to try and use the book, and I was going to say that Mike Tyson would eat the book, but I don't know what I can do with an army.
Really eat the army, can you?
Not really.
I'm sure he'd like to.
Yeah.
It's a lot of ears.
Yeah, well, he fights a few of them, and then that distracts most of them, because they're not...
But they've got guns, and they're not going to run up to him and say, oh my God, it's Mike Tyson, I better run towards him. They say, no, let's get a bazooka and shoot him.
But they don't have a motive to shoot us.
The motive is that I'm paying
him. He's been paid, but Mike Tyson's dispatched a few of them. I guess you could come and leave them.
Yeah, if Mike Tyson
pays them more.
Oh yeah, no, that's what you. What body do you have?
Because Mike Tyson can deflect bullets with his fist. That's what we're going for.
With his teeth, he can as well.
Oh, with his teeth. Yeah, I forgot he's got special teeth.
Special
magic
teeth. Yeah. They are good teeth. And, 10 seconds left.
So then we kind of wrestle our way through the army people who are kind of confused because they don't know who's paying them anymore.
And I shout out, "It's clearly me. Hello."
But then you get punched in the face anyway.
And then we get there, and then we get the money.
Excellent. Jenny Collier, very good. Fantastic work there in round two from everyone. We're going to now find out the conclusion of this tale and, of course, who wins tonight's A Little Bit Racy. So, the conclusion of this tale. You have successfully managed to get to CERN and confront the financial department. Congratulations! With the receptionist reeling from the threats you just made against them, you dive over the desk and march in search of someone more important you can shout at. A certain glowing around a mahogany door looks promising. You kick it open to reveal Professor Brian Cox. What's he doing in the financial department? He looks over at your annoyed expression and calmly explains to you that progress requires sacrifice. Oh, you can't argue with that lilting, beautiful voice. Hang on a second, of course you can. So instead he gives you an autograph that you can later sell on eBay and possibly make a profit on. You get your money back, CERN saved their money, and the Large Hadron Collider gets its desperately needed clean. Everyone's a winner. Except, of course, in the Racy Studio, where our only winner is... Tom Harrison! Congratulations.
Well done. Thank you.
Commiserations, Jenny. It was a very tough decision. That's all we got time for this week. I'd like to thank tonight's panellists... David Wiley, Tom Harrison, David Ruddock, and Jenny Collier. Our producers, Sam Hutchinson and David Wiley, format creator Henry Fosdyke, and special thanks to Matt Lavender, Sean Tracy, and Cornucopia Radio. This has been A Little Bit Racy. I'm James Cottle. See you next time. Enjoyed A Little Bit Racy and would like to find out more? Follow us on Twitter at A Little Bit Racy and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Little Bit Racy.